Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, my conversation with Papa John, the founder of Papa John's Pizza. Great guy. We talk about his adventures through corporate America and so much more. If you want to email us your thoughts, you could do so freedom@charliekirk.com. We'll see all of you at AmericaFest, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Tucker's going to be there. Kaylee McEnany, Greg Gutfeld, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Candace Owens, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump Jr., Pete Hegg, Seth Madison, Cawthorn, and more. tpusa.com/AMFEST. It's going to be insane. If you want to email us your thoughts, again, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please consider supporting our show at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. It really does help us out, and it helps us grow to new levels. I want to thank Julia from California, Alice from Washington, Katie from California, Joshua from Hawaii, Nancy from Texas, Peter from California, Addison from Texas, Rhonda from Texas, Nancy from Oklahoma, and Heidi from Minnesota. CharlieKirk.com/support is where you can get behind us to continue to work and to help get behind us to continue to grow, to flourish and strengthen. CharlieKirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show. With us today is a name and a voice you will recognize. And that is the founder of the wonderful company Papa John's. With us today is John Schnatter. I say that right? Schnatter?
Schnatter?
Schnatter. Well, there you go. It's close. we're all within the same region. Thank you for joining us today. Been an admirer of your company for quite some time and look forward to diving into it. So I guess the first question is, a lot of our audience remembered some drama or controversy regarding your departure from Papa John's. Walk us through what happened there and kind of some how it ties to some of the trends we're seeing in our country still today.
Well, I think you go back to, it started in the earnings call back in November 17, where I criticized leadership, Roger Goodell in particular, about not solving the situation to the owner's and player's satisfaction. And Roger didn't like us calling him out, telling him to get his act together and fix the problem. So he had a friend that actually coincidentally owned an agency that was representing Papa John's, a gentleman named Casey Washerman. Casey was referred to Roger as his big brother. Roger used to watch Casey's kids. So Roger Goodell said, had used Casey Washerman, one of his hitmen, his cronies, to kind of paint a false narrative and a false light on me being a racist on something that I really didn't say.
Yeah, and so then I remember the headlines after that, and we're no fans of Goodell here, trust me. So you're a hero in our book. And they said that you said a racial pejorative, which you didn't say. You were using it in a different context. And then there was all of this kind of backlash that ensued. But then you've come out recently and said you were set up by other members of your board. Is that right?
Well, whether the board was actively or passively complicit, it's unequivocal that Laundry Service, the agency that we paid millions of dollars to enhance the reputation of not only the brand but myself, maliciously tried to get me to say something that could hurt me and set me up. The board of directors of Papa John's, whether they were weak, they panicked, they couldn't take the heat, didn't do a proper investigation, violated Delaware law, and overreacted and did tremendous damage to the board, to the franchisees, to the suppliers, and to the company by not following proper protocol. So Goodell was the kind of the puppet leader here. Washerman, who owned Laundry Service, his CEO, Jason Stein, who's the CEO of Laundry Service, they were kind of the cronies. They were the puppets to do the dirty work. And unfortunately, at the time, I had a very weak board. They went sour on me, went sour on the situation, and they overreacted and did a tremendous amount of damage to the employees and to the franchisees.
Yeah, and so then you resigned. Do you regret resigning when this coup was kind of posed in front of you?
Well, I resigned as the chairman to kind of help the board out, settle the situation down. One of the directors, Sonia Medea, said, "Thank God you did what you did because you saved the company." So I was acting in the best interest of the board, the brand, the franchisees, Papa John's International. But I didn't know that we had a few board of directors that were working with Goodell and Washington to try to get rid of me because they wanted to run the company. They wanted me out so they could run the company.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I just wish you wouldn't have resigned. You did nothing wrong. And the report that came out last year showed you did nothing wrong, right? That shows that you had no racial, you know, and I know you have your own dynamics you have to deal with. I'm afraid it just made these cancel culture people more powerful.
Yes. You always have to fight. You always have to fight what's right. And you look at the position they put me in. You have a board of directors, of which two, the CEO, Steve Ritchie, and the head of governance, Mark Shapiro. They wanted to run Papa John's. At the time, Papa John's EBITDA was over $200 million a year.
Wow.
So when you're making that kind of money, people get greedy. And Shapiro and Steve Ritchie worked hand in glove with Jason Stein, the CEO of Laundry Service, per Washerman's direction to find a way to get me to say something or to do anything. They really couldn't find anything in the tape that I said, because everything I said in the tape was anti-racist.
Mm-hmm.
It was the way I was raised, that you treat everybody with respect and kindness. Problem is, they taped it, reversed the meaning and the intent, took it out of context, took it out of contrast, and went to Forbes. Forbes wrote part of what I said, but not the whole thing. Again, they took it out of context. And the rest of the media, as you know, they did a media frenzy. They didn't do their homework. And this exploded into a false narrative that did a lot of damage to me and Papa John's and the franchisees.
I believe in being healthy and staying active, whether that means working out or playing sports. The last thing I want to be held back in any way, I'm sure you feel the same. So when aches and pains start to creep in, what do you have to keep them from taking you out of the game? Charlie Kirk here. If you haven't tried Relief Factor, I highly recommend that you do. I've seen firsthand what it can do, and I've heard even more stories from satisfied customers about how Relief Factor helped their body fight off aches and pains. That seems a worthy try to me. But 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more, and that's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Relief Factor at ReliefFactor.com is your first step to becoming pain-free, and just might be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. 100% drug-free supplement. Relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. Discounted to the price of only $19.95 or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com. Yeah, I remember it. And there was a lot of people that were ready to defend you in that. And so is there any chance you could try to come back into the company you founded? Because this is your baby, right? You started this and then you get ousted from what you started. Is there any vectors of that, or is that ship sailed?
Well, the three things in life, the sun's going to come up, the sun's going to go down, and the truth's going to come out. So we've been very patient. It's been 3 years. Karma is a real thing. It's good or bad. And fortunately for me, I had the truth. They left the tape running after I hung up. And after that, they told on themselves what their true motives were. They said things like, he won't have a job by Sunday. He'll be effing out the pasture before you know it. So their intent, which was ill intent, became obvious. But fortunately for me, I have the truth. I have a tape, and I feel very lucky that we had somebody turn in that tape so that we have evidence and proof that, in fact, Roger Goodell, with his henchman, his crony, Casey Wasserman, set me up and painted me in a false light as a racist. What's amazing is we paid Wasserman millions of dollars to do just the opposite of what they did. Can you imagine hiring an agency, a purveyor, a supplier, and you're paying them millions of dollars, and they're kind of going behind the scenes to undermine the face, the namesake, you know, that's synonymous with the success in the brand, not only in the NFL, but, you know, throughout the country. As far as coming back, the first 20 months, I wanted to come back because the product quality had gotten so bad. And running the business on the fundamentals every day is like working out. It's very difficult, very arduous, very hard work. And once those fundamentals slip, it takes year and a half to get the system to get back in shape. But that time frame has passed. They did do one thing that was really beneficial to the company, and they fired Steve Ritchie, who was the interim CEO in 17, 18 when the stock went back to, I think, as low as $28. So when I left in 2016, the stock was almost 90. Mr. Ritchie and his team took it down to below 40. And then COVID came along first of 19 and really saved that company, with people being trapped at home with a captive audience, and also people having free money to spend and stay at home and order online and Amazon and Papa John's and, you know, Grubhub, et cetera. So right now, to answer your question, franchisees are doing well. They're making a lot of money. Their sales are good. Things are really good for the franchisees. And until sales turn negative and cheese goes to, say, 230 or 240 a pound, Papa John's franchisees will be in good shape. But that hasn't happened yet. So God bless them. And I talk with a franchisee lately, and I said, hey, just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride while you got it, because all commodities are up except cheese is right at a 10-year normal. I mean, that's lucky, but hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, you've built an amazing company. Let's talk about that. So you started this from nothing, right? So you are Papa John. Tell us the story. Something with your father's tavern and selling your car. You know, tell us about your Only in America story.
I always loved making pizza since I was 15, because I graduated from washing dishes to making pizza at Rocky Sub Pub in 1978-77. And then I made pizzas up in college at Greek's Pizzeria. So I had a love for pizza early on, and I liked everything about it. I liked the fact that it was a high priced ticket, you know, $9-$10 a pie. You could run really good food costs below 30. It brought friends and families together. You could build at the time a Papa John's restaurant for $100,000. So you had a cheap outlay of capital. You could do high volume of sales and make good margins and bring friends and family together. So I felt really good about the pizza business, and it was, you know, my first love.
Yeah. So tell us kind of just the story of scaling, though, right? Outside of starting with one location and a couple, you know, when did you decide to either take outside money, investor money, borrow money, or did you never? Were you just always cash flow positive and you had more money than you knew what to do with? Every entrepreneur has that moment where you had to decide, do I want to be a local phenomenon or do I want to really grow? Tell us about that.
Well, the Lexington, Columbus, Ohio, Louisville corridor is all about franchising. If you look at the magnitude of franchise that was the genesis was in that part of the country, Long John Silver's, Rally's, Chi Chi's, Donato's, White Castle, Bob Evans, Texas Roadhouse, Papa John's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, the list, Jerry's Restaurants, the list goes on and on. So that is really a great place to start a franchise restaurant. So we had our eyes on franchising early on. Founded the company in 84, first restaurant 85, and by 87, we were franchising the business. So that was part of our DNA from the get-go. We never really had a capital issue until after 93. Up till 93, we did have capital constraints. We took our public in 1993, some 250 restaurants. And after that, capital was no longer an issue. Our Achilles heel was management capability, management competence. So we could only grow the mothership, the corporate restaurants, as fast as we could manage them in a competent way. And when I left, we had like 600 U.S. stores and 50 stores abroad. So even after 30-something years into it, we only had the capabilities to run about 600 corporate restaurants.
Wow. So talk about, you know, the franchising model is an interesting one, right? Starbucks has stayed away from it. Other companies have done really well with it. How are you able to maintain high quality while also wanting to grow aggressively and recruit new franchisees?
Yes, that's the current CEO, Rob Lynch. At times I gave him a hard way to go, but that's my way of motivating the guy. He's, you know, he doesn't like to be challenged. He doesn't like to be questioned. He's got a little bit of a kind of a little guy complex. And so he gets angry. So the way I motivate him is I kind of get him a little angry. 2 years ago, the product quality was really bad. And the way to get his Napoleon complex to kick in is to challenge him and point that out. Now, the last 6 months, the product quality has actually gotten a little bit better than it was, but it's not consistent. And incongruity in our business breeds mistrust. As Ray Kroc said, your quality is only as good as your consistency. So moving forward, I think Rob Lynch's two biggest issues are if that cheese goes to 230, 240 a pound and those comp sales go to negative, he knows, A, I'm going to be breathing down his back, and C, that's going to be $100 stock, which got to understand in 2016, we were at 89. So what, 11% increase in almost five and a half years. And the second issue he's got is the franchisees at Papa John's. Love them to death. Very difficult to work with.
Yeah.
It's kind of like trying to manage a wolf by holding its ears. It's, you know, you can kind of do it from time to time a little bit, but just the slightest little mistake and they will turn around and bite you. So he's got a very, very tough job ahead. I'm a shareholder. I bought stock in the last 6 months. It's done quite well. He's made a lot of people a lot of money. So I hope Robbie Lynch and his team continue to do well, but they're going over some incredibly difficult numbers. And so far, everything that's been out of his control, our control as a franchise, has been to our benefit. And sooner or later, you know, that things don't always go your way.
Look, everyone out there has been asking me, Charlie, how do I get more pillows? Well, that's MyPillow.com. And it's promo code Charlie, actually. It's a great special. And MyPillow doesn't have their box stores anymore, so we got to help them out. And part of them being canceled, they want to give you the lowest price yet. So you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98. Now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98 and $24.98 with a promo code. Or king size, usually $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to new beds. The promo code Kirk also works on my store and frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Kirk, or call 800-875-0425. Mypillow.com, promo code Kirk. Mypillow.com, promo code Kirk. Well, so you're still investing in the company, and you're right. I think COVID, people staying at home, basically saved the company. It was a unintended bailout, and the stock price, I think, is near record highs, if not there. So
we were in default of our loans December of 18. That's how close this was to me getting back in charge and getting a hold of it. That's why Jeff Smith got such a sweet deal. But in all fairness, you know, I can handle three capacities right now, really four. I mean, I can be Papa John anytime I want to be Papa John because I'm Papa John. Right now, at $130 a share with a really tough labor market, supply chain issues, the political divide in our country, I don't want to be Papa John right now. I want to be a bystander. I could be a, I could be an employee. I could be a Rob Lynch. I don't want to have to wake up and deal with what he's dealing with every day. I could sit on a board of directors of other companies. I've had enough stock. I could sit back on the board of Papa John's. I don't want to sit on a board right now. It's too much exposure. Or three, I could be a shareholder. Well, we'll talk more about this, but with the government printing money, that system makes the super rich super richer.
That's right.
$2 trillion or $3 trillion or $4 trillion they're getting ready to pump into the market is just going to help the ultra rich get richer. And it breaks my heart because it hurts the middle class. So the place you want to be right now is be a shareholder and enjoy that ride. Let the dust settle with the supply chain, the labor market, and then we'll see down the road if and when I want to get back involved with the mothership, Papa John's.
Well, there's a I think they're going to need you at some point because you have just pinpointed some of the big issues regarding the Papa John model. So I'm curious, in Papa John's, what percentage are corporate owned versus franchise? Are you just all franchise? You have like maybe five or six restaurants that are owned by corporate?
Yeah, give or take a little bit. We have a corporate restaurants of about 600.
Okay, so my math wasn't totally
off. We have right at 2,000 international, and we have right at 5,600 total. So that's 3,000 U.S. franchisees. So that's the portfolio.
Yeah, and so therefore you're very dependent on all these different personalities, geographic changes and shifts. How many of your franchisees own multiple locations?
Well, that was one of the reasons I called Goodell out is Papa John's at the time was a company of small business owners. Mm-hmm. And they were giving me a lot of heat that, hey, you know, the NFL's our biggest spend and they're actually hurting our sales. When NFL season started up back in 16 and 17, we expected sales to go up. It actually went backwards. And so the NFL property, which was once a great asset, the Papa John's small business owner, became a liability, i.e. that's why I had to call Goodell out and get it resolved. Now, a couple of the owners called me. They wanted to get rid of Goodell for other reasons. And I refused to get in the middle of that situation because Goodell didn't work for me. If they want to fire him, they're the owners. They can get rid of Goodell. I just wanted the situation resolved to the owner's and player's satisfaction.
Yeah, and that makes sense. So the NFL's a mess, and a lot of people are upset at them right now for a variety of reasons. But the NFL used to be a stimulus for you, right? When I grew up, you know, better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's, it was everywhere, every other commercial. And yet what you're saying, though, is that the NFL is not giving the same ROI for advertisers it once was.
I think that is correct. And again, I think Goodell has been on the hit list for several of the owners for some time. When the two of the owners called me, Jerry Jones with the Cowboys and Dan Snyder with the Redskins, the night before the earnings call, they said, you know, Goodell's got to go. You got to help us get rid of Roger Goodell. Snyder said he's a moron. You know, I could get into some of the Snyder's comments. He's pretty derogatory towards Roger. And I said, hey, listen, fellas, the guy works for you. I don't really, you know, want to get in the middle of your all's little personal battle.
Yep.
I just want the problem resolved to the owners and players' satisfaction. Unbeknownst to me, to your question, is Papa John's was the number one sponsor by far with Revlance, Likeability, Association. So now you've got two of the most powerful owners hammering on Goodell to get rid of him. And you got the number one sponsor hammering on Goodell to fix the problem. So, you know, Roger's MO is when you disagree with him or you come at him, he destroys you. He did it with, he's trying to do it with John Gruden, did it with Jerry Richardson. That's just his pattern that you can't question what he's doing. And if you call him out, and in this case, he used Casey Wasserman as the hitman to hurt me and to set me up. And unfortunately, I had a weak board. They went along with it.
Yeah. And so let's just talk more broadly. You mentioned this, some of the dynamics of growing and scaling the company. The good news is Papa John's is already established and it's already a brand and it already has many generations of brand trust and of infrastructure and all sorts of different things. How would you be able to start Papa John's in the current economic climate that we see today?
I don't think so. And when I left in 16 or 17, we had 5,200 restaurants. Over, 30 years, that's 170 restaurants a year. Since 2012, we're up to 5,600. So in 6 years, we've grown 400 restaurants. So the momentum and the product quality and the point of differentiation and the better ingredients, better pizza promise, they've diluted that a lot. And it's showing up and they lost the ACSI 2 years in a row. That's never happened since I was running the company. It didn't happen at all. But since we founded the company, we're not growing restaurants. Last quarter, with all the goodness with COVID lockdowns and stimulus packages and cheese being cheap, we closed 48 restaurants last quarter.
Wow.
48. I mean, we closed 48 restaurants.
And those are all franchisees or corporate?
Franchisees, maybe one or two corporate, but mostly franchisees. And the entrepreneur, you know, he walks with his pocketbook. So I think what you have at Papa John's, you have a group that are real successful, a group that are hanging on, and you got a big part of the franchise system that's very unhealthy, that's kind of getting hidden or not getting called out because of the law of averages. The comp sales look good on averages because the really good ones are doing well and the really poor ones are not doing so well. And if this does take a turn, i.e. comps turn negative and cheese goes to $2.50 a pound, the dynamics of this whole thing changes. And we're hoping that doesn't happen. But, you know, sooner or later, what goes up comes down.
Internet privacy is extremely important. New news out shows that Google has been colluding with the federal government to hand over your data if you might have searched something wrong into the search bar. So what are you doing to protect your search history? Well, this is why you need ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. It's in fact even worse than that. It's inviting someone into the bathroom, which is really weird and creepy. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell this data and information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door and fire up the app and click one button. I use it on all my devices. Every device, I have those beautiful three letters, VPN with a rectangle around it. It's rated number one by CNET and TechRadar. Here's the cool thing. It works on phones, laptops, and even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Here's the thing. I have it on my iPhone. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my computer. ExpressVPN for me has been a game changer to be able to know that the tech companies or the government, they have to go through a whole nother barrier to try to spy on us. And we see with the new announcements out of DC, if you spoke at a school board meeting lately, you better get a VPN. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Charlie today. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. It's extremely important to anonymize your online activity. expressvpn.com/Charlie. Talk a little bit about how inflationary pressures actually can help the richest people. If I were to venture a guess, Papa John's expanded their balance sheet last year. You guys probably borrowed money, not because of any issues, but because money was so cheap. Corporate borrowing went up by $600 billion last year. And because corporations aren't dumb, if there's 7 to 8% inflation, the money's almost free. If the inflation rate is above the interest rate of your previously agreed upon note, then you're playing with house money. Talk about how the government creating money actually benefits the wealthiest people and crushes your franchisees or middle-class workers.
Well, it doesn't hurt the big franchisees at first, or at least not yet. It does hurt the small business owner. And as you know, we have an administration that is anti-small business.
Yes.
Papa John's, and this is not to my liking, and I've disagreed with this, they want to get rid of all their small franchisees. And you take the Hinkle, who was, the top first five franchisees, Cox, Roloff's, Willoughby, all the good operators that have been here 25, 30 plus years, they're getting out because it's the company is anti-friendly to small franchisees. My concern with the big franchisees is if they're not successful, or if any of the franchisees aren't successful, the mothership's not going to be successful. And right now, they don't communicate with the franchisees. We're not transparent. You know, this new logo they introduced, you know, there's been no test markets on that, no sensory analysis on that. You know, they just kind of knee jerk. And, you know, we'll take Texas. They just sold the state of Texas to a potentially new franchisee, which is problematic in several ways. One is the guy signed up for 100 stores by 2029. If you just run the math, that's a store a month for the next 8 years. A store a month. And this guy has no pizza experience and never run a Papa John's and has never been in the pizza business. To open a store a month, you got to have 20 stores in the pipeline, 3 getting ready to get open, 4 or 5 in the middle, 4 or 5 that you just start construction, another 6 or 7 leases signed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's a fictitious number. You know, the number they put out for Philadelphia, I think 2 years ago, 49 stores in 7 years or whatever. And that franchisee won't make 20 stores in 10 years. So it's, again, it's a PR maneuver to make things look better than they are. But the franchisees, large or small right now, have really no say in the business. You know, there's no transparency. Things are hidden. The numbers aren't shared. So I think we can get away with that as long as the sales and the profits are good. But as soon as things turn south, I think you've got the analogy with the wolf by the ears.
Yeah. And so also you have to deal with rising rents, right? Because, you have more dollars, therefore real estate is going up. So you have all these different dynamics at play. Let me ask you, in the couple minutes we have remaining, we have a lot of young entrepreneurs watching. What's your advice to a young entrepreneur? What did you learn along the way? I mean, you've created one of the most amazing companies, a multi-billion dollar company from nothing. What would your advice be to a young entrepreneur listening to this right now?
Well, you got to find something you love to do, and you got to find something you're good at, and you got to have a good team around you. You got people you can trust that are loyal. You take care of them, and loyalty is a two-way street. They take care of you. But really, I don't care if you're a dentist, architect, you do podcasts, you do media, if you do pizza, just find something you love to do. And work it to the bone. You'll be good at it, and you'll have all the success you want.
Well, and a lot of young people say, well, should I find what I love or what I'm good at? What's your balance? Follow the skill or follow your heart?
I hear that. You know, I just don't know how you're not good at something if you don't love it. And I just don't know if you love something, how you're not good at it.
Yeah.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg. But I think I had to pick, I find something I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find something I love and I'd start from there. The reason I don't want to jump back into the pizza business right now is I'm not sure I want to be in the processed food business. You know, I'm working on some organic farms and some really fresh stuff that's really healthy, you know, that betters people's lives and betters their health. I get more enjoyment out of the gardens and exploring organic farms and the nutrients and the science and how we got away from the farm and the health of the farm and the communities of the farm and got into the centralized farming kind of structure that we have. But I'm really enjoying the organic farm and, you know, making people better, making people healthy.
Well, that's terrific. In closing, the country's going in a terrible direction. Just talk openly about that. What do you think needs to be done to get the country back that you grew up in?
I think Lincoln hit it on the nail. I mean, a house divided cannot stand. The biggest problem we got is we're divided. And, you know, the right has to own their part in this, but the left mainstream media and the elitists who are running the country with the media, they'll scorch the planet. They'll scorch the earth for power and control. The things they do to humanity are you know, they're just horrid. And when the electorate sees this negativity and this division, they get scared. There's fear, there's hate, there's animosity, there's jealousy. And once you get your consciousness from a place of kindness and love and respect and mutual respect and kindness, and you pull that down to bitter, shame, guilt, hate, you're going to look at the world completely different from this lens down here versus this lens up here. This lens up here is collaborative. This is where you want your conscious. So if you're operating from up here, you're going to see a situation like this. And if you're scared and fearful and jealous, you're going to look at it from down here. I don't like the way the mainstream media is pulling people's level of consciousness down to where they see the world in a way that it's bickering, it's hatred, it's attack the other person, and it's tear things up. So it's the division that the left mainstream media is doing that is creating a terrible dynamic with the hearts and souls of the American public, which I think are, when you get down to it, are just good, hardworking, loving people.
Well, I agree with that. Well, Papa John, thank you so much for joining us today. And we'd love to meet you in person sometime soon. Deeply appreciate it.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to get involved with America Fest, it's tpusa.com/AMFEST. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.